Hello, everybody. Welcome back. We're going to do a deep dive today on Kraven the Hunter, his first solo film. We've got reviews, think pieces on Sony Spider-Man Universe, even some fan reactions from Reddit. So we'll be able to get like the full picture here by the end. You'll know if this movie's worth your time and you'll understand where Kraven fits in to the Spider-Man mythos. So is he like a misunderstood anti-hero, or is he just another forgettable villain in Sony's attempt to build a franchise around Spider-Man's enemies? That's what we're here to uncover.
It's interesting because this movie seems to be pushing the boundaries of what a Spider-Man adjacent film can be without Spider-Man himself, really. You know, I think it's a bold move by Sony trying to establish a character like Kraven without his arch nemesis.
Yeah, that's definitely a risky move considering how closely tied those two are in the comics. For those unfamiliar, comic book Kraven is a big game hunter who's obsessed with proving he's the best by defeating Spider-Man. He's enhanced with strength, speed, and senses from a mystical potion.
Yeah, you got it. And that obsession with Spider-Man really is the core of his character. It's his driving force, his purpose. But this movie takes a completely different approach. They've reimagined Kraven as an animal-loving vigilante, taking down criminals.
Wow, that's a pretty dramatic departure. I mean, switching from hunting animals to protecting them is a pretty radical change. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing from some of these reviews that not everyone's happy about it.
Right. Yeah, some fans feel like it strips Kraven of his core identity, making him this kind of generic anti-hero. But others argue it's an opportunity to explore a new side of the character and delve into his relationship with the animal kingdom.
Yeah, and we also need to talk about who this movie is even aimed at, because it is rated R, which means more violence and a darker tone than previous Sony Spider-Man Universe entries.
Exactly. Parents might want to leave the younger ones at home for this one. It seems like Sony is going for a more mature audience with this film, leaning into that brutality that Kraven is known for in the comics.
Okay, so that makes sense. But are they sacrificing the heart of Kraven's story by doing so? Can he really be an engaging character without his rivalry with Spider-Man? I mean, isn't there conflict? What makes him interesting in the first place?
I think that's the million-dollar question. Without that dynamic, Kraven loses a significant part of what defines him. He becomes just another brooding anti-hero, and we've seen that done countless times. So it raises the question, is Sony underestimating the audience's need for a compelling narrative, or do they believe Kraven can stand on his own two feet?
It's a gamble for sure. So let's dive into what the critics are saying about the movie itself. Is it a glorious hunt, or does it end up caught in its own trap? What makes this movie good or bad? Let's break it down.
Well, looking at the reviews, the word mess comes up quite a bit. Critics point to an inconsistent tone, you know, awkward attempts at humor mixed with like serious action, some poorly executed CGI animals, and a script that feels bloated with too many C-list villains.
Yeah. It seems that a lot of the reviewers are calling out the dialogue as well, saying it's cheesy and full of those groan-inducing one-liners that make you want to hide behind your popcorn bucket.
Yeah, and it's interesting because several reviewers also highlighted issues with the editing and sound mixing. Mm-hmm. Some mentioned noticeable ADR moments where the dialogue doesn't quite sync up with the actor's lip movements.
Mm-hmm.
And a few even compared it to the sound issues that plagued Madame Web.
So not exactly a technical masterpiece then, but surely there must be some redeeming qualities. What are the critics saying we should be excited about?
There are a few bright spots. As we mentioned, Aaron Taylor Johnson is receiving praise for his dedication to the role. He clearly put in the work to embody Kraven's physicality and presence.
Yes, and I have to admit, the costume design looks fantastic, especially for Calypso. Ariana DeBose looks amazing. Those flowing robes and intricate jewelry.
Absolutely. And a handful of reviewers did say the action sequences were decent, though nothing groundbreaking. However, the overall consensus seems to be that the film is ultimately forgettable. You know, it squanders the potential of the character and fails to deliver a truly satisfying story.
So if we're looking at the bigger picture here, does this film's potential failure say anything about Sony's larger strategy with the Spider-Man universe? We've seen them try to launch several spin-offs now with varying degrees of success.
Yeah, it definitely raises questions about their approach. This trend of poorly received Spider-Man adjacent films, it kind of highlights a recurring issue. Studios seem to be prioritizing brand recognition over thoughtful storytelling. You know, they're relying on the popularity of Spider-Man to carry these films, but are they underestimating the audience's desire for compelling narratives, even in superhero films?
That's a good point. And it makes you wonder, what exactly is their endgame here? Are they trying to build a cinematic universe to rival the MCU, or are they just trying to hold on to the rights to these characters for as long as possible?
It's hard to say for sure, but this might be the last film in this particular Sony universe, at least for now. It seems like they might be shifting gears, potentially looking for ways to integrate these characters into the MCU, or simply reevaluating their approach.
Well, whatever their strategy is, it's clear they need to focus on crafting stronger stories.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, it's the narrative
that
truly captivates an audience, not just the name recognition.
Yeah, I completely agree. A strong narrative can elevate even the most outlandish concepts, while a weak one can sink even the most beloved characters.
Okay, so circling back to Kraven, what do you make of this decision to portray him as an animal-loving vigilante? Do you think it could work, or is it inherently flawed without the Spider-Man connection?
I think it's a bold move, and it could have worked if they had developed the concept further, but from the reviews, it seems like, they haven't fully explored the implications of this change. You know they've stripped him of his iconic rivalry, but they haven't replaced it with something equally compelling.
Yeah. It does feel like a missed opportunity. Imagine if they had leaned into the ethical complexities, a Kraven's relationship with animals, exploring the line between conservation and exploitation. That could have been a truly fascinating, thought-provoking narrative.
Absolutely. There was potential for a deeper exploration of his character, but it seems like they opted for a more surface-level approach.
So let's get down to brass tacks. Based on everything we've discussed, would you recommend seeing Kraven the Hunter in theaters?
Based on the reviews, I would say it's probably not worth rushing to the box office. It might be a decent watch if you're a diehard fan, or catch it on streaming. But it doesn't sound like a must-see cinematic experience.
I'm inclined to agree. There might be some enjoyable moments.
Yeah.
Like Taylor Johnson's performance.
Yeah.
And the costume design. But overall, it seems like a missed opportunity. So let's give it a rating.
On a scale of 1 to 10, I'd probably give it a 4.
I'm feeling generous today. So I'll bump it up to a 5. You know, there might be something there for dedicated fans. But it doesn't sound like it'll win over any new converts to the Sony Spider-Man universe.
I think that's a fair assessment.
So the big question remains, where does Sony go from here? Is this the end of the road for their Spider-Man universe?
That's a question for another deep dive. But this film's reception certainly suggests that Sony needs to rethink its strategy.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground today. We've delved into the world of Kraven the Hunter, explored his comic book origins, and examined his cinematic reimagining. We've analyzed the critical response to his latest film and even questioned the future of Sony's Spider-Man universe. It's been a wild ride.
Yeah, it has. And I think this discussion underscores a vital point for anyone navigating the world of comic book adaptations. You should always be like, a critical consumer.
I couldn't agree more. Don't just follow the hype blindly. Read the reviews, listen to podcasts like ours, and most importantly, form your own opinions.
Exactly. And sometimes the most rewarding hunts are the ones that take us off the beaten path. Who knows? Maybe this Kraven film will surprise us all and become a cult classic, like The Room of Superhero Movies. Stranger things have happened.
That would be something. But even if Kraven the Hunter doesn't achieve cult classic status, it serves as a reminder that studios need to prioritize compelling narratives.
And respect the source material.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a balancing act. Finding a way to honor the essence of a character while also bringing something fresh and exciting to the screen.
And speaking of honoring the source material, do you think there's any hope for a truly great Kraven story on the big screen?
I think there's always hope. There's so much potential in Kraven's character, especially when you consider his complex relationship with Spider-Man. Imagine a film that explores their rivalry in a nuanced way, delving into the psychological and philosophical implications.
Yeah.
Their conflict. Oh, I'm already getting chills just thinking about it. A film like that could truly elevate the superhero genre, exploring themes of obsession, redemption, and the very nature of good and evil.
That's the beauty of these characters. They can be so much more than just men in tights punching each other. They can represent our deepest fears and aspirations, and their stories can resonate on a profound level.
So what's the final takeaway for our listeners today? What should they be thinking about as they navigate the ever-expanding world of superhero cinema?
I think the key takeaway is to be an active participant in the conversation. Don't just passively consume these films. Think critically about the choices that filmmakers are making and engage in discussions about what works and what doesn't.
Well said. And hey, if you do decide to check out Kraven the Hunter, let us know what you think. Maybe it will surprise us all.
Yeah.
Until next time, keep those minds curious. And remember, there's always more to explore in the deep dive.